For the fourth time in 15 years, the United States Department of Agriculture has confessed to practicing institutional racism. With the latest confession, however, USDA also admits to discriminating against people because of their gender and age. This serial discrimination, for which taxpayers must pay $5 billion and more, leads us to ask, what should we do with our racist, sexist, and ageist USDA?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Show with your host, Michael Olson. Now, get ready for an hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Well, hello out there. You are tuned into the 792nd edition of the Food Chain right here on News Talk Radio. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends way down there in Fruitvale who are tuned in as we stream along in the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio, with engineer Ricochet on the boards. Hello, Rick.
Good day, Michael.
Well, folks, I ran across this headline the other day, and I quote, USDA offering women and Hispanic farmers over $1.3 billion in discrimination payouts. Now, this is not the first time I have seen such a headline. In fact, this is the fourth time in the past 15 years the United States Department of Agriculture has confessed to practicing institutional racism. Only this time, it is adding that it also discriminates on the basis of sex and age. Now, I first heard about this, gosh, must have been about 10 years ago, when there was a lawsuit against Secretary of Agriculture Glickman filed by attorneys for a farmer named Pigford, P-I-G-F-O-R-D. And the suit alleged that poor Pigford was being discriminated against in his attempts to get a loan from the USDA. Now, I thought this was kind of interesting for two reasons, raises two questions that I found particularly fascinating. And I always like questions that have no ready answer to them. You know, if you ask somebody a yes or no and you get a yes or no, and then that's the end of the conversation. But when you find a question that has no readily apparent answer, then you have a discussion going, which is what we like. So the two questions that I particularly found interesting about the Pigford lawsuit against USDA were, one, why not discriminate against people when they ask for a loan? You know, if you and I were to, for example, open up a, you know, pool all of our money and open up a bank and lend it to a neighbor, we would certainly want to be discriminating about which neighbor we gave that money to, don't you think? We would want to know, you know, what they're going to do with the money and how they're going to pay it back and what their collateral is. And you bet we'd want to know, we'd want to discriminate against neighbors on that basis. So that question kind of, you know, stuck up, and I thought, well, of course we discriminate. And the next question is that, why are we discriminating against people of a specific color? Now, I thought about that for a while and wondered how in these modern times in which we live, an institution of the United States, the scope of the USDA, could possibly be discriminating on an institutional level against people of a color. I just didn't make any sense to me. Now I can see how there could be some, you know, some yokels and bumpkins here and there who might not like people of a different color than themselves and would discriminate on that basis, but that would make it a miscreant bureaucrat and not a miscreant bureaucracy. But this is a miscreant bureaucracy we're talking about. So these are the two questions that really struck me, gosh, 10 years ago. And so we did a program on that. And, of course, we had no resolution to the questions, but we raised them anyway. And so here again we are today. Four times in the last 15 years, the USDA confesses to institutional racism, and now it's thrown in sexism and ageism as well. Now, consequent to these confessions, USDA's owners, which of course is you and me, are being forced to pay $5 billion and more in reparations to those who feel as though they have been discriminated against. These serial confessions of institutional discrimination by the USDA raise some additional questions that we're going to put on the table today for discussion, and here they are. One, why does a primary institution of the United States government's executive branch practice serial racism and sexism? This is the fourth confession that was raised here a couple of weeks ago. Four times the USDA has stood up and said, we are discriminating. Why is this allowed to happen? Second question, how do we, as owners of the United States Department of Agriculture, feel about being forced to pay for USDA's self-confessed discriminations? Well, how do we feel about that? And finally, what should we do with our racist, sexist, and ageist USDA? Well, here to help us find some answers today, we do not have the United States Department of Agriculture. Now, for the past 2 weeks, I've been asking them nicely for a representative to please come on and tell us what the heck is going on. What is the USDA doing to serially discriminate against people because of their race or their gender or age? Makes no sense. Why are we doing this? They did agree to send somebody, but nobody showed up. But it's okay today, folks, because we have the most important guest we have ever featured on the Food Chain Radio program. We have the owners of the United States Department of Agriculture. That's you and me. We are the taxpayers. It's our baby. So these are the questions on the table for us today. So pick up your phone today. And the phone numbers I want you to call, 800-624-2665, 800-624-2665, and in the 831 area code, 479-1080, 479-1080. Now, to help kind of come to grips with this mind-boggling situation, I crafted a little parallel, and I'll put it on the table, and we'll play with it a little bit. And then dismiss it. But maybe, just maybe, it will help you visualize what's going on in our central government. Imagine that we live in a nice little suburban neighborhood and we have a homeowners association. We are the parents of a teenager who is frequently accused of decorating the neighborhood with graffiti. My goodness sakes. Whenever this teenager of ours is accused of graffiti, he readily confesses. I did it, he says. There's our kid. Each time our teenager confesses, we must pay each of our neighbors for the damages done. Now, here's the rub. None of our neighbors can point to any damage, and yet we still must pay them, no questions asked. It's right there. In the homeowner association rules, if your son confesses, you must pay, and so we must pay. Now, what the heck do we do with our teenager? Do we allow him to continue his behavior until we go bankrupt? Which, given this present state of things, is not too far, right? Do we try to reason with our teenager and thus get him to act more reasonably? Son, what are you doing? Or do we kick his butt out the door and thereby save our butt? Those are the things we could do with our teenager who's confessing to all of these things. Well, of course, we really don't have that, son. It's all imaginary. But hold that thought. A teenage son who confesses to spreading graffiti around. We must pay each time he confesses, and yet there is no sign of graffiti anywhere. Can't happen there, but let's turn to the United States Department of Agriculture, which of course is known by its acronym, USDA. 100,000 people, give or take, nobody really knows how many people work for the USDA. It's at least 100,000 and more. They spend $145 billion a year. Now, what do? That's what we're going to pick up with our money. What do they do with our money? Well, they're giving it away, $5 billion of it, to people they discriminate against. Why? We're going to pick it up when we come back. Phone numbers today, 831-479-1080. You are a guest. USDA didn't show up, so it's the taxpayers. That's you. That's me. What are we going to do about the USDA? Do stay tuned.
Get this. You can earn a 5-, 6-, or 7-figure income by farming a small parcel of land in or near the city. You can be old or young, rich or poor, married or single. You can rent, lease, or own. You can farm small fruits on prairie bench lands, houseplants in coastal valleys, flowers on steep wooded hillsides, vegetables in city green belts, ornamentals in neighborhoods of million-dollar homes. There's only one catch. You must compete with other farmers for the consumer dollars. You can compete with others and win the consumer dollars with the help of MetroFarm, the guide to growing for profit in or near the city. MetroFarm is the Ben Franklin Book of the Year Award winner that will guide you step by step through the planning and development of your very own income-generating metropolitan farm. Abraham Lincoln said the greatest fine art of the future will be the making of a comfortable living on a small parcel of land. Get in on the future today. Get a copy of MetroFarm at www.metrofarm.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's you and me and the Food Chain Radio Program. Today we're taking a look at our very own USDA, which over the past 15 years has confessed 4 times to institutional discrimination against people because of their race, their color, their ethnic backgrounds. I don't know. It appears to be just discriminating about it against everybody. So how do we know the USDA is discriminating against people? Well, mostly because it admits to discriminating against people. Secretary of Agriculture Dan Glickman, when sued by Pigford in 1999, said, yes, we did it. Or, we're not going to say we didn't do it. We're just going to pay farmers because they feel they have been discriminated against. We're going to give them $50,000 to make them feel better because we discriminated against them. Or we're not saying we didn't discriminate them or something. $50,000 a pop. Well, there were probably, at the time, 30,000 black farmers in the United States. 92,000 of them have since applied for reparations from USDA. $50,000 a pop. Now, is there any evidence of discrimination? No, there is no evidence of institutional discrimination. The USDA thinks it would be too hard to defend this, so it's just rolling over and saying, if you feel like you've been discriminated against, you may apply for these $50,000 reparations. Stand in line. 92,000 have since stood in line. That was the first Pigford lawsuit, $1.25 billion. Pigford 2, they decided that the timeline was not sufficient for enough black farmers to, or African-American farmers, to sign up for the Pigford reparations. So they extended that. And so that Pigford lawsuit is now upwards of $2.5 billion. Now, not to be outdone, others looked at the Pigford lawsuit and said, why, USDA has been discriminating against us as well. And first in line were the Native Americans. In a lawsuit which we will call Keeps Eagle in 2010, $750 million was set aside in reparations to Native American farmers who say they have been discriminated against as well. Now, under the chain of people who have suffered at the hands of the USDA, we have the Garcia lawsuit, Latin American or Hispanic farmers, and we have Love, which is the female and age related discrimination lawsuits. Now, the interesting thing about that is that the USDA has set aside a chunk of money of $1.33 billion as the least amount of money that can be given away in the current Garcia and Love lawsuits. That means we must give away that much money, but that's where it starts. So we can give away much more if the lawsuits continue. So there we are, folks. That's you and I. We have this federal government agency that is practicing institutional discrimination. What are we going to do? That's our teenage son, if you will. We have to do something with him, or he's going to spend us into bankruptcy. What are we going to do? Is there any evidence of discrimination? No, there does not have to be any evidence of discrimination. All people have to do is feel as though they have been discriminated against, and they can line up for these $50,000 payments. So how do we feel as owners of this institution? How do we feel about being forced to pay for USDA's self-confessed discriminations? You know, if people just feel they have been discriminated against by USDA, they can apply for our money. There's no need to prove it. You don't even need to be a farmer. Maybe your great-great-grandmother saw a farm one day. They could apply for reparations as long as they're the right color or the right age or the right sex. So how do we feel as the owners of this miscreant bureaucracy about having to pay these people who feel the way they feel? 831-479-1080, 800-624-2665. What should we do as owners of the USDA? What are we going to do about institutions that practice serial racism, sexism, and ageism? And that cost us so much money. Ladies and gentlemen, as owners of this institution, we're already $16 trillion in the hole. What are we going to do to survive here? 831-479-1080, 800-624-2665. Do we allow the USDA to continue its behavior until we go bankrupt? What do you think? Do we try to reason with the USDA, and with that reasoning, convince it to behave in a reasonable manner? Are you really committing this? Are you really discriminating against people because of their color, because of their sex, because of their age? Now, I could certainly see when somebody comes to you for a loan, discriminating against them for their ability to repay the loan. That makes a lot of sense. But how can an institution in modern times discriminate against someone because of their sex or their race or their age? I don't believe it. Do you believe it? 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. Do we fire the USDA and turn over our loan-granting programs to private industry? Wow, that's a notion. Why is the USDA loaning money anyway? Why isn't that something that the private industry, it's kind of like school vouchers, isn't it? What do you think? Do we allow the USDA to continue this behavior? Or do we kick their butt out the door and turn it over to private industry? 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. Today, you are the guests. You are the taxpayers. As taxpayers, you are the owners of the United States Department of Agriculture. They are an institution that is serially discriminating against people. And how do we know they are? Because they confess to it. Not only do they confess to it, but they're taking our money and shoveling it out the door as fast as they can to people who feel as though they have been discriminated against. So how are we going to survive this? What do you think? 831-479-1080 and 800-624-2665. We're going to go to the phones and invite you to participate. We're going to start with Nick. Nick, welcome to the Food Chain Radio Program.
Thank you. Good morning, Michael.
Pleasure to have you aboard. What are we
going to
do?
A lot of times I see you at the farmer's market this morning. I'm not there either.
Okay.
Well, I went Wednesday.
So, Nick, what are we going to do with the USDA?
Well, the two examples you brought up do not upset me. I actually want to add another group to it. What do we do with the USDA? I'm not certain, but I wanted to add another group to the examples you brought up, the Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think that they, since they admit to some type of racism, that...
Well, that's the last lawsuit that just came down the pike a week or two ago. And the answer is they're handing them at least $1.33 billion of our dollars because they have been discriminated against.
Well, they did that to the blacks and the Indians. I mean, they you know, there's a group that gave syphilis to the blacks. I mean, there are wrong things going on.
A lot of things going on. So what do we do? Do we continue to let a lot of things go on, or what do we do to change it? Got to take a break.
We got to purge it. Can we come back?
Purge it. Okay, I'll hold you over, Nick. Purge it. Now, that's an interesting notion. Folks, this is the Food Chain. What do we do with our USDA? 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. Pick up your phone and join us. We will have a lot of fun. Well, folks, for the fourth time in 15 years, the United States Department of Agriculture has confessed to practicing institutional racism. This serial discrimination against people because of their race, their age, their sex, is forcing us as taxpayers, as the owners of this agency, to pay at least $5 billion and perhaps more, much, much more. And so we ask today, what should we do with our racist, sexist, ageist USDA? Nick might have an answer. What is it, Nick?
Well, forgive me for being shaken because I live in the whirlpool of the bromide fallout at this time because I can't leave this place and either pass a field that's just been applied or the tarps have been taken off.
For people who are listening someplace else in the world, Nick lives in the strawberry fields forever of the California's Pajaro Valley. And right now the farmers are applying methyl bromide, so Nick is out there in the middle of that. But what do you think we should do, Nick, with our USDA?
Well, since I've been observing this application, I want to accuse them of turning a blind eye to the workers around the application and the removal because it hasn't done them well. And,
Nick,
I believe that's racism in itself.
Okay, so you do think that the USDA is practicing institutional racism.
Yeah.
Is that what
you know,
I heard?
Like, if you want to go back 30, 40 years ago, I would stereotype all the inspectors as bald-head white guys. You know, it's Mexicans now. They got the Cadillac job. They come in, they just look, and they leave. You know, they got it now. But, yeah, if anything, you don't see white guys anymore.
Uh-oh. Do you think they're getting discriminated against now?
It might be the reversal, but you know, I don't think that. I think it's qualified because they all speak Spanish, you know, right
all
now.
All right. So what do we do with them, Nick?
We just have to find somebody who's fair and look at the books and
where do we find them? Where do we find an honest man, Nick?
Well, since Jerry Brown would not legalize hemp, I don't know if it's him.
All right, Nick. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate
it. That's all I can add to you.
All right. Let's try somebody else. Maybe somebody else can help us. The phone numbers today, folks, 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. We're talking about the United States Department of Agriculture discriminating in its loaning of money, our money, to people throughout the land. The USDA admits to discriminating against people because of their race, their gender, their age. What should we do with our racist, sexist, ageist USDA? Jim, do you got any answers?
What has been used to substantiate the claims by the people in this most recent lawsuit?
Well, as best I can understand it, nothing. And the
I think that the first thing we need to do is find out what's been used to substantiate the claim and see if it's valid, and then we need to find out what qualifies somebody to make a claim against the judgment.
Well, the only thing that qualifies them, as I understand it, and having read through it all, is that they have to be a certain color or ethnic background, and they have to be a certain sex or a certain age. Now, so many people, when they opened up the first Pigford claims, the attorneys who were bringing suit against the federal government went all throughout the south of this country and offered African-American people the fact that they did not need to be a farmer. They could be anybody and make an application for these reparations for a $50,000 piece of the business here. Now, everybody could apply. And so the people who brought the class action lawsuit, it was in their interest to get as many people as possible. So they flooded the federal government. 92,000 people have applied for the $50,000 grant.
Okay, how many of them got it, and what did they use to qualify for that?
Well, here's what happened now. The federal government had so many of these people applying for the grants or the reparations that they said it would take 100 million years to work out whether they deserve them or not. So what they decided to do was fast track some of them.
What I think we need to do is we need to make sure that there's some an effective system in determining who qualifies for the money.
Well, there isn't
also, I've got a problem with just the fact of having a Hispanic surname qualifies you. That's a big problem for me. I'm sorry, I've got to go. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. That's an interesting one. Let's try Rory in Watsonville. Rory, thank you for tuning in the Food Chain Radio Program.
Thanks for having me. Man, I say take the credit card away from these guys. I mean, it's out of control. I mean, what I'm going to do, have my wife, who's Hispanic descent, say she felt discriminated.
Oh, you get a twofer there.
It's a double. I get a double.
Yeah. You could apply for Hispanic, and you could apply for female. And that's $50,000 a pop.
Times two. By the way, a quick aside, Nick, I raised a family out in the methylbromide so-called fields of devastation. No issues.
So, Rory, what do we do with an institution who's taking our money and giving it to people who feel as though they've been discriminated against without showing any evidence at all that they have been discriminated against?
We've got to have Congress members with some guts and the spine stand up to it and say, no, stop it. Take the credit card away. Enough is enough. I mean, they're just opening up a door, saying, oh, just sign up here. We know how many crooked people are out there, whether they're private lawyers or people within the bureaucracy that are just greasing the skids of their own program. You know, the more the merrier. Add them up. Line them up. Come get it. You know, I mean, I when I first heard about that Pigford thing, I couldn't believe it, and I had no idea that it was still
going on. It's not only going on, but this is the fourth time that our USDA has confessed to this institutional racism, and the fourth time that they have established a new line of people to take part in this.
What were the incidents of this racism? Did they ever describe what happened to these people?
Yeah, what the attorneys do is they find somebody who has or has not applied for a federal loan and did not get it, and then they sue. And then they go around and they collect everybody else who may have applied or may have not have applied. So the strategy here is to get as many people as possible to sign up for these lawsuits so that the government is kind of like, well, there's no way we can actually decide who should get it and who shouldn't. There's so many of them that we have to establish two tracks, and a fast track in which case everybody gets $50,000, no questions asked, or a slower track, which you could actually sue for more, but you have to prove up.
Unbelievable. It's a complete lack of integrity. It's malfeasance on the behalf, on part of USDA. What are they doing?
Well, what are we going to do with our USDA, Rory?
Well, Congress better step in and say, hell no, and cut the budget. That's what's got to happen. Just line item that baby right out. No more.
Thank you for the call, Rory. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Going to Mary when we get back. A phone number's today, 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. What should we do with our racist, sexist, ageist USDA that's giving our money away by the freight train load? Right back. Well, folks, USDA, in its Census of Agriculture, said that the United States has 30,000 black farmers. That was a few years ago. Probably less now, right? But, though we have 30,000 black farmers or so, 92,000 of them signed up for reparations from the United States Department of Agriculture. Reparations for what, you say? Well, the United States Department of Agriculture discriminates against black farmers in loaning money. How do we know the USDA discriminates against farmers in loaning of its money? Well, because whenever the USDA is accused of discrimination, it rolls over on its back and said, yes, yes, we discriminated. And here is money from the taxpayers to pay for that discrimination. So, as the owners of the USDA, and as the owners of the money it's giving away, how do you feel about the USDA? What will we do with our racist, sexist, ageist USDA? 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. Maybe Mary has an answer for what we should do with the USDA.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
I'm a woman, and...
What was my first clue?
You're saying that I can go to the USDA and not have to prove much of anything, just say that I made a phone call and the USDA turned me down.
Well, see, the mechanism for this, as I understand it, and I could be wrong, because it's very confusing, but the people, the attorneys who set up these class action lawsuits against the USDA, it's to their benefit to get as many people as possible to sign up. If, you know, like 92,000 black farmers signed up for the Pigford lawsuit against the USDA, well, is the federal government going to check each one of those claimants to see if they indeed were a black farmer that was discriminated against? Holy smokes, that would take 100 million years. I mean, even to figure out if one was discriminated against, you'd actually have to figure out if they were indeed discriminated against. So how do you do that? So instead of dealing with it in that way, the USDA set up a two-track program by which claimants can register for track A, which is just $50,000. You know, we'll give you $50,000. There you go. No questions asked. And then track B is that you can get more, you can claim more money if you want to fight for it in court. So almost everybody is just going for track A. Just give me the bucks, please. Does that make sense?
I guess it does. I just actually am on my computer.
Are you going to apply to be a farmer now?
Well, I've always wanted to be a farmer. Is that enough?
I don't know. I have no idea. There were 30,000 African American farmers, and 92,000 of them applied for the Pigford settlements. So go figure.
Well, I'm pretty sure I called the USDA and asked for money, and they said they wouldn't give it to me. So I think I should fill this form out.
Yeah, I think so.
Michael, thank you for the information. 50,000 sounds good.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go, folks, $50,000. So what should we do with our USDA? It's our money. It's our government. And, you know, when it gets right down to it, we're spending over $5 billion making people feel good for having been feeling bad for being discriminated against. And you know what? Of the $5 billion is not going to produce one rutabaga for us to eat. So what are we going to do with our USDA? Are we going to continue to allow them to run with our money like this? Are we here, take all of our money and spend it however you want. Is that what we're going to do? What do you think? 800-624-2665. Are we going to try to talk reason with them? Or are we going to say, dear USDA, you know, we can't continue like this. We have to be reasonable. But first of all, we can't discriminate against people. We know that. They know that. Do you really think the USDA is discriminating against people? I don't think so. I don't think you can possibly have an institution that has as its policy the discrimination of people. I can't see that. Can you? In this day and age? So they're right there on page 495 of the USDA's employee manual. You must discriminate against people of different color than you when they apply for loans. Do you think that's possible? I don't think so. I can see where there is an individual here or there who says, I don't like that person, maybe because they're the wrong color or the wrong age or the wrong sex. I'm not going to give them any money. You can bet that there are people like that in the USDA, just like there are people like that everywhere. But do you think it can be an institutional policy? I don't think so. So what are we going to do with our USDA? We're going to let them go until they run us into the ground, until they spend all of our money? We're already $16 trillion in the hole. What are we going to do with them? Pick up your phone and join us and let me know. Because I'm with you. I'm a taxpayer. 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. This is the Food Chain Radio Program. We're picking up the United States Department of Agriculture, and we're looking at its policy, evident policy of institutional discrimination against people of a different race, color, or age, right back. Well, holy smokes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States Department of Agriculture is taking $5 billion out of our pockets and putting it into the pockets of people who say that the USDA discriminated against them. Now, is there any evidence that the USDA discriminated against these people? Not really. There isn't. There doesn't have to be. They just have to say that they feel they were discriminated against, and that's where they get the money. So what are we going to do about the USDA? Do we just let them go until they give away all of our money? We don't have any money. We're $16 trillion in the hole. Rick, what the heck are we going to do? Are you there, Rick? Aha, press this button, dummy me. There you are.
Yes, I like the Mitt Romney rule that the program should be weighed against whether we should borrow money from China to pay for them.
How do you deal with the lawsuits then? How do you deal with the do you stand up and fight them?
Absolutely. If we don't have the money, we don't have the money.
Why aren't we fighting them?
I don't know. It's a strange thing, but I like the rule that.
According to Mitt Romney's rule, we would do what?
You would judge the program on whether it's worth borrowing money from China to pay for.
Okay. So we would hold up the $5 billion and say, is it worth it? Is this program working enough sufficiently so that we can afford to borrow the money from China to pay for it? That would be the rule.
Yes, are the benefits worth the borrowing of money to pay for it?
And what would you say?
I would say no. I think that the program should be dissolved.
And then What do you think the USDA is going to say?
Oh, they're going to say, they're going to scream like, you know what?
Yeah, there's 100,000 of them to scream. Thank you so much for that call. Really appreciate it. Rick suggests that we follow the Mitt Romney rule. Is it worth it? Can we afford to borrow the money from China to pay for it? Bill, what do you think?
When I brought this subject up a long time ago, when it first broke, Charlie Friedman called me a bigot. But I think what you got to do is you got to get the IRS involved in it. I mean, everybody else is hounded by them. Why not look into these people that want the money and say they lost it? Have them check it out in the IRS records.
Well, you know, let's back up a little bit. Do you think that by giving all of these people African Americans, in Native Americans, Hispanic Americans, female Americans, do you think that by giving each one of them $50,000 that they'll all feel better and won't hold the absolve us of all of our sins, I guess?
Well, would you feel better if I gave you $50,000?
Well, yeah, I would, but would that allow me to absolve you of your sins?
I don't know about sinning. I ain't doing any sinning lately.
Well, yes, you have, because the USDA is spending your money to pay for it.
Well, I would say if that is the case, which I don't think it is, take it out of the bureaucracy, Sal, cut their pay and make them pay for the...
That's our money. That's still our money. So you're still paying for it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Michael. I don't know. Like I said, I think it needs to be looked into, and I think the IRS is a perfect agent.
Okay, thank you very much. Out of time, folks. It's been the Food Chain. Remember, go out there and find some food with this farmer's face on it. And the first rule, cheap food isn't.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Show with Michael Olson. If your friends missed the show today, tell them to log on to the radio page at www.metrofarm.com for a listen. Now go out and find some food with a farmer's face on it and live.